the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Katie. Wow. She's back. We are first pod.
Back.
Post-birth that we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
9 pounds is what she's down. So she, no, that's the baby's weight.
9 pounds, 6 ounces.
No epidural.
Jeez.
She's crazy. I didn't even know that. You surprised me with that. And how much do you weigh now?
Yeah, we didn't. Great question. I have no idea. That's funny. We didn't even talk about that at all. And just.
Well, let's talk about it this episode. All the details. What's going on. Our correct opinions, of course, and more. Give us 5 stars and send this to a friend who we're trying to grow the podcast. It's a hilarious podcast about marriage, parenting, life, and she deserves it.
Yep.
Give us 5 stars.
For me.
For her third 9-pound baby coming out of her. On average.
On average, yeah.
Roll music.
Yep. Correct opinions.
What was that you cooked the other night, by the way? It's really good. You're a good cook. It was like a nice, it was like my own meal. It was like chicken and like some like green beans. What was that?
Yeah, that was Factor. That was not me.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not cooking anything right now.
Oh.
But it was good, wasn't it?
I do love Factor. I've been eating it for years, dare I say. Over a year.
Yeah.
Proud sponsor of the pod. It was a cool moment because I was already a customer. And they go, can we sponsor you? I go, yes. Get in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I emailed them.
Get in my mouth,
get in my wallet.
Oh, I don't like that.
Factor is the best, especially for busy parents like us and you, or if you're busy with anything in life. They've got healthy eating. You know what I'm saying? Every meal is crafted with functional ingredients.
Easy, healthy eating.
Workout recovery, strength, GLP-1 support. They got all sorts of options.
Yeah. I weigh more protein now because of it. It's really great.
Try their newly launched ready-to-eat salads. Ayo, they did that too. Ready in 2 minutes. Factor shops, preps, cooks, and delivers straight to your door. So we offer for you guys right now. Head to factormeals.com/correctopinions50off and use code correctopinions50off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscription only while supplies last until September 27, 2026. So once again, that is correct opinions. The code is correctopinions50off. 50 off, no spaces, correctopinions50off, and you go to factormeals.com/correctopinions50off, and you'll get 50% off plus free daily greens per box with new subscriptions. Every time I get in my car, I have to pull my wallet out of my back pocket because it hurts so much.
And then you leave it in the car.
And I leave in the car.
And then I drove off today to go to the doctor, and you were going somewhere else, and I had your wallet.
Yeah.
So it's not a good system. So
that's why I'm switching to Ridge, the new and improved. Listen, those days are done. I've had that wallet since I was like 18. And thank goodness for Ridge. Proud sponsor of the pod. They've revolutionized the wallet. This is the last wallet you'll ever have to buy. And I'm so glad I exchanged my stuff in it literally this morning. It's new, it's updated, it's sleek, it's thin, it doesn't weigh 5 pounds. It's a modern design. It can hold up to 12 cards plus cash. I love it. You're gonna love it. They have over 100,000 5-star reviews. By the way, losing my wallet, which I do a lot, the worst, but with the Ridge Tracker card, you slip that in there, you know exactly where it is.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's no brainer. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off. Go to Ridge. 10% off. Use our code CORRECTOPINIONS. All one word, no spaces. Head to Ridge.com, R-I-D-G-E, Ridge.com, and use code CORRECTOPINIONS, and you're all set for 10% off. After you purchase, tell them we sent you, support the show. Go to Ridge.com, use code CORRECTOPINIONS for 10% off.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Katie birthed a 9-pound, 6-ounce baby, no epidural. Walk us through it.
Yeah, it's funny. We didn't talk about it at all before that I was maybe going to do that.
No. Well, I've learned. It's her, your deal. I'm there to support.
I mean, I guess I've mentioned it before that I've like considered doing it with.
Well, everyone knows crunchy Katie's going to come out when she comes out. And, you know, but the first two babies, I thought, you know, maybe let's get this epidural faster. And you're like, no, I read that if I hold off, I can do jumping jacks and the baby will fall out or something. I'm just like, whatever you want, whatever you want. And this time I was like, we should, if you want it, you should probably get it.
Yep. You were.
And you were pacing around. Yeah. I'm not doing it. No epidural.
That's what I was doing in labor. Yeah.
No epidural.
I was not shouting no epidural.
I'm pretty sure you did. And I go, wow. And the whole room was like, yeah. As close as I've seen a room full of women, like a football team. Like, yeah.
It is funny. The nurses do low key, like if you kind of like suggest, like I'm considering doing no epidural. I feel like they're very supportive.
You're like, yeah.
They're like, you got this. They're like, you've done this 2 other times. You can do it. Like, it's very, like, supportive, which is awesome. They're very good at their job. We had awesome nurses. My doctor is awesome, but.
It's like, it's like a football team. He's like, I'm going to play on a broken leg. And everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
It is. They're like, you've already gotten this far. Like, yeah, you can do it. So, yeah, I got to a certain point. I kind of knew where I was in labor, and I kind of thought, okay, I'm handling it pretty good so far. Like, I don't think I have that much more time left. Like, I think that I can do it.
And now, we knew.
Now, if I knew he was that big.
That's what I'm saying. We knew he was. Our first two babies were big. We were told he was had a big head, was looking big. Your guess was like 8.5 pounds.
Because it was before the due date. So I thought, okay, Eva was before the due date. She was under 9 pounds. Thomas was after the due date. He was over 9 pounds. Surely we're looking at under 9 pounds.
And then you have the audible gasp from the whole room when they set him on the scale. That's what's funny. When you medical professionals who do this every day are going, oh my gosh. That's when you know you've done something special.
And I knew as I was delivering, like trying to push him out, I'm thinking in my head, this is not the same as Eva. This is not coming out quite as easy as it was. So I busted some blood vessels in my neck. I had like these like weird spots in my neck. I asked my doctor, she's like, I think it's just from you pushing.
Oh my.
So it is. It was a cool experience, and
oh, you did it. Proud of you. It's really amazing.
He's healthy, so.
Did it. 3 weeks. 3 weeks old.
3 weeks old today.
Oh, every day that passes, you go, wow, all right. It's going to get better. And it's fine. He's a fine baby, but you go, you just forget. You go, we wake up every 3 hours, mm-hmm. and you're letting me skip some of these. Mm-hmm. So you definitely do, but you just, I mean, it's going to be another month before we maybe.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
Mm-hmm.
I got home last night at midnight. I had a gig pop up.
He was out partying.
Guy's night.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a guy's night and he stayed out till midnight.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I had a had to go up to Minneapolis, a Target thing. So that was cool. And it worked out great. Many hour flight, so it was a day trip. Credit to me.
Yeah, I know.
This is what I like to do. I love to toot my own horn.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I've never noticed.
And Katie was supportive. She goes, Drake, go in the night before. That's fine by me. You go in the night before, you don't know.
I said, yeah, go get a full night's sleep before your work.
I got on a 9 a.m. flight, and I got home at like midnight. Day trip, worked out great. Wild experience to crawling next to you, and then
an hour later,
30 minutes later, wake up to and I'm just like, oh, what's happening? I don't know, but I did. I had a great shoot. I had enough I got enough me time. I was spoiled. I was able to find a really nice... I had a couple hours to kill before my late flight home. And I found a little steakhouse. Sat at the bar and had a steak.
Good for you.
Here we go.
Good job. I did it.
I relished it.
Good.
And then I watched a movie on the flight home that I wanted to watch and you said you didn't want to watch. Because you used to watch horror. You used to watch scary movies with me and now Mom Katie won't do it.
You have to catch me the right night. I have to be super relaxed.
And I think you would have liked this one. It was a fun one. The new Rachel McAdams movie, if anyone's seen this. Send Help. It's on Hulu, I think. But it's like a dark comedy. It's fun.
Yeah. I think that we were...
There's a couple really gory scenes that freaked you out in the trailer.
Gory doesn't really freak me out. It was just that... It was mostly that I was like... When you suggested we watch this movie, I was a day away from probably having a baby and my parents were here.
Yeah, she gets a plane crash.
And it was just not right vibe for the night.
It's a funny premise. She gets stranded on an island with her like horrible boss. And she's like this low-key survival expert. So this flips the script where now she's the boss. It was funny.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Thank you.
How similar was it to The Notebook with Rachel McAdams?
I forget about The Notebook, but it was similar. I was on a beach. There was romance. I did watch The Notebook a long time ago. It was between that and this movie called The Last Walk. Yeah, it was like an adaptation from a Stephen King novel. It was number one on HBO, and it's about kind of Hunger Games style. This country's down bad, and to inspire the working people, every year they do a long walk where 50 boys walk until only one's left.
Okay, yeah. What?
And I read a review that said this is the most bleak movie I've ever watched, and that made me want to watch it. But I did. I watched 30 minutes of it, and I didn't like it. Okay. And I went to the Rachel McAdams one. I liked that.
That sounds so... Okay, this goes back to that correct opinion I had a long time ago. It's like, why would you subject your brain to watching a bunch of little boys die?
No, they were young. No, they're young men. They have to be at least 18. So, yeah, I'm not a sicko.
That's
so crazy. You think the movie is like 8-year-old boys? Did you imagine if that was the movie?
I mean, I don't know what you're watching out here.
Well, I turned it off because it's a 50 person walk to the death. And then the main character was like, a guy was like, I'm out of my snacks. He's like, you can have mine. And that's when I turned it off. In what world? Am I wrong? I know you've got to make this movie human, but if you're in a race with 50 people and 49 die and one lives, would you ever give someone your food? No. No one on the planet would if you're facing death.
Yeah.
And that's when I turned it off. Because they're all like buddy-buddy as they're walking to the death. I'd be like, you wouldn't...
Well, I don't know. It might be nice to have a teammate as you walk, and maybe you'd be the last two, and it's just kind of like whose body can last.
That is really dark, Katie. You'd want to befriend your final opponent?
It'd be better than being lonely, right? Yeah, deep. Okay.
Moving on. Weird right. topic, sorry. But it's been good. Three kids, man. Three kids. Three.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Yeah, I feel like you're still kind of like taking
it's
that
so
in.
Wild. It's weird, man. I don't know. It's like two always made sense. You can't just have one, right? You want them to have a chance of success at life, right? So we got at least have two. And I'm like, I was growing up with two, you have two, and then the third, I go, I'm just playing with two kids, and you're like, I'm up here with another one. It's wild.
Probably because your whole life, you had never considered, like,
yeah,
I'm going to grow up and have more than two kids. You'd never had, like, thought about that. Did you ever, I mean...
Yeah, it was just so, we had a boy, we had a girl, it felt complete... Another.
And now I've influenced you. Mm-hmm. And now you're kind of like, let's have more.
Yes.
Oh, am I?
Yes. Well, that's
what's been a bummer. Know what I know? This, because we were always three or four. And what's been very disheartening thus far is how much easier it's been than I thought. And I think we kind of agree on that. Not saying it's easy. Yeah. Easier than we thought. And let me say this. I've said this to a number of people. No one will let me say this. There's people listening right now. Well, just wait a few. Just wait. I said right now. This is my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinions. I've told numerous people. I go, honestly, 3 kids, first 2 weeks, easier than I thought. That's a fact. That's true. I'm allowed to say that. And then people go, well, just wait a few more weeks. Let me say that. Well, just wait a few more. I know.
You're not saying all that. You're not saying that you think that it's going to be super easy moving forward. You're just saying that the past 2 weeks were easier than you thought.
Easier than I thought.
Yeah.
And that bumps me out because now I feel like we're locked in on you one another. Because if this has been some disaster, you know, I don't know if we want to do this again.
We'll see. We still have plenty of time to decide that. I just said maybe 3 weeks ago. So we can figure that out later. But.
But yeah, quite the routine. We had a lot of help. Parents are upstairs watching them right now. Mm-hmm. Remember back in the day, when we had one kid, we wouldn't visit and you'd be like, man, they really let their parents take care of their 2 kids. Now look at us. I just abandoned my parents. You got them.
There is a little bit more, probably because you just like, there's also situations where you just like have to, you're like, I guess they got him out there because I got to do this other thing with this other kid. So good luck.
Good luck.
But
no. How are you feeling? Let us all know.
I feel pretty good. I'm tired, but that's to be expected. I overall feel, I think I had a way harder time adjusting to having Eva and like feeling like really sad about like Thomas not getting as much attention, because you're like just adjusting to like trying to, you know, give 2 kids attention instead of one. But then we've kind of learned that skill now. So then adding the third, I don't feel like I've had like as hard a time with that. But it also helps that Thomas and Eva love to play together. So they're like very occupied with each other. And I'm sure I will feel that more at some point, but.
And I can see how people want more now, because Thomas, our oldest, suddenly you're like, oh, I see how he is reaching an easier age. Mm-hmm. He goes to the bathroom by himself, no problem. He can really go and grab himself a snack to some degree. He can help us. Eva can't like get something, go help your sister, and he'll like help her open something, you know? Yeah. So you're like, oh, okay, I can see.
You can see how we just put the other kids to work.
Yeah. That's awesome. No diarrhea for you yet? Derek, you're deep in the Taco Bell. It's apparently what's gotten the Kansas City but Metro.
It's not the lettuce, because I don't eat lettuce.
I was going to say.
And
you think you might have it?
I definitely had it or something.
When?
When we had that little break. Okay. I was out for a good 48 hours.
Really? And, yeah. Explosive?
Explosive. Becca came to the bathroom one time in the middle of the night, and I'm rocking back. She thought I fell in the tub. I'm just like there moaning. I was like,
Dang, you had it. I didn't know that.
And again, I don't eat lettuce, so it's not the lettuce. I don't.
Well, it's definitely Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I did a little research because I'm like, what even is? It's way gnarlier than I thought. I guess it's like this.
So achy.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, dude. So it was just a couple days, though?
It was like a full week of like recovering from being like down, but the
vomiting.
I vomited twice.
Dang, dude. Yeah, they say this parasite, like you can't wash it off. Like cooking's the only way to kill it. So I think obviously it's in the Taco Bell lettuce was the thing, but then it spread within Taco Bell. Obviously, some worker touched the lettuce, then they touched your no lettuce.
Yeah, beefy 5-layer burrito, no sour cream.
I was at the Delta Lounge yesterday, geared up for my flight. Woman was like, yeah, my niece got that parasite. They were talking very loud. How'd she get it? She ate that Taco Bell. How funny that Taco Bell was like, we're going to, like Taco Bell gave me diarrhea. And everyone's like, yeah, of course. Yeah, they go, no, you don't understand. Like,
actually.
I was bleeding. Yeah. I think we're fine. Can we return to produce? Because Katie and I got paranoid.
I'm still
with
paranoid.
A newborn. So we haven't been eating produce. Katie eats no meat. And now eats no fruits or vegetables. So I'm kind of wondering
my diet has
she's
been
having
interesting.
Her own breast milk. It's been really weird.
Oh my gosh.
It's the only way she can stay alive. No. Because you won't eat fruits or vegetables or meat. That's your only option.
I really have. And I'm I do think that if I eat too much dairy, it upsets Miles' stomach. So then I can't, I'm not even,
Miles?
I can't have like Greek yogurt because I just, it for sure makes him like spit up more. So
no dairy.
My meals have been, I still eat a little dairy. Like I had quiche for lunch that had some cheese in it. But
what do you know?
But I have been kind of struggling for my meals.
Eat stuff.
Yeah.
When can we eat salad again?
I don't know. I'm scared now. Indefinitely.
At the shoot yesterday, they had catering with like tacos, and no one touched the shredded lettuce.
Yeah,
it is funny. Everyone's scared to death of lettuce.
I mean,
no, I won't touch that. Yeah.
Lettuce companies are probably really struggling now.
That's so funny.
I've seen a lot of the grocery stores like berries. You know, that was kind of a, you know, and it's like a bunch of deals on the berries and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you could get them and cook them.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Okay. Cook salad.
Yeah.
Dude, we've had all sorts of stuff. I had a eye infection. I posted my story and people
go. You've kind of had some issues.
I've made it. I'm such a loser. She had a whole unmedicated birth and she's just been killing it. Week one, I had a migraine.
Yeah.
First migraine I've had in years and years.
The first day that we had, like, my mom left. It was like our first day of no help at all.
Saturday.
And he was down.
I woke up from a nap. I started seeing stars. And I go, I'm gonna have to take a time out here. And I spent the afternoon vomiting and in the dark with a headache. And then 3 days later, I woke up with a sty in my eye, which I've only had maybe once in my life. I go, well, that's annoying. And then a few days later, I woke up and it was like swelling up, red, and very painful. So I had to go. You had to watch all three kids while I went to an eye doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been wearing an eye patch. It's fine now, but my gosh.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. It's just amazing what happens to, it's, you just, clearly we're going through it.
We're run down. We're not as rested, but I did.
But everyone was telling me to put breast milk in my eye.
Yeah,
I did see that.
Like, not kidding. Thousands of people telling me that.
You should have tried it. I mean, breast milk does have bacterial.
Yeah, but it's just funny you Google that and they're just like,
yeah, no.
You just, everything you've ever Googled goes, yeah, definitely don't do that.
Right.
They go, well, yeah, some people say that works, but science doesn't.
People are pretty.
Science has never proven it.
Yeah. But you didn't do that. I did think we kind of discussed though, because you were having these like ailments and stuff. I do think overall that I can handle less sleep a little bit better than you can, just like biologically.
She said this to me as we were laying in bed. She's just like, I'm better than you.
That's,
and I go,
not
what
I'm saying. I just think that you, maybe it's this, maybe
she's really,
you operate kind of like, you're putting out a lot more energy than I am on a daily basis. You're up and downs.
Right.
So I think that maybe you just need more sleep. You just shut down way quicker than I do with no sleep.
Yeah, like certain larger mammals that don't move, I don't think they have to sleep as much because they don't use much energy. But like a crazy monkey, I think they have to sleep. Actually, I've thought a lot about that.
That's interesting. As like part of my bears have like hibernating all winter.
As part of, yeah, don't think about that one.
Okay.
Think about one of the other ones.
Because right.
Part of research too, and you know, as everyone knows, I'm like a fitness fanatic now, and mm-hmm. it shows. I've been able to lose 6 pounds in 6 months, and due to all my efforts,
mm-hmm.
and just like they, I read up that you know, somebody like they have a higher metabolism, but some people burn more during the day because if you're like a higher energy and you fidget and you just tend to move around more, you just burn more calories every day. And I think that might be, I'm so frantic and like, all day, mm-hmm. that I think I get really tired.
Hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
And
it's kind of offensive because I feel like you're almost like, you skip this feed. I go, no, I need to help. You're like, I think it'd be better for the both of us if you skip this one. I'm like, and then I'm like, it's like a challenge. Like, no, I'm like trying to get up to do it. And you're like, just, I got it.
I mean, I just think, and that's kind of how you are as a person too. Like you kind of have your on and off. Like you just can, you just kind of like will switch off sometimes. Like we're out with friends, it's getting late, maybe you had a long day or something.
People can relate.
You battery just kind dies. Of, he's a like, it's, we're done, we're, he's done. Whereas I can kind of like maintain and at least pretend to not be tired, I think, longer.
You ever use your phone and then it just goes off? His battery dies.
Yeah, that's how you are. So that's why.
Oh, in the matter of a second, I go, everyone, shut up, leave me alone.
There was a few times where I could see you and I was like, oh, he's shut off. He needs to sleep.
I did have a day where I reached my limit and I was just like, didn't speak for hours.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember with Thomas, you did not speak for like, what was it? A full 24 hours or something?
I didn't speak for over 30 hours.
And I was genuinely like, you need to go.
She was like starting to get.
Like I was like.
What? Do you have something better to do?
So I was getting a call. I was making sure it wasn't.
Do you have something more important than this?
Yeah, our children.
Oh.
I genuinely was like, I think you need to go. Like, you need to go see someone. Like this, you are not okay.
I was just sleep deprived.
Thomas, we really got put through it. He got underweight and we had to wake up.
We didn't know what we're doing. So you're like not really not sleeping. And
He had to be fed every 2 hours, like on the dot.
I think I was genuinely like delirious, like the definition of delirium. I was just like, couldn't, I remember you tried to talk to me. I'd just be like,
yeah, it was really freaky, honestly.
Really sad, huh?
Yeah.
Breaks your heart. Mm-hmm. That's good. I wore my glasses a lot last week with my infected eye, partially to keep people from seeing how hideous it was, but also because it felt better. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I like to wear some glasses when I drive at night.
You do. You need them.
And I need them. And I got my Warby Parker's, baby. Proud sponsor of the pod. I love them. Sunglasses, eyeglasses, you name it. Affordable, cool, quality. All right? I love my Warbys. You will too. Warby Parker is covered by many major eye insurance plans, by the way. Just enter your information to see if you're eligible for benefits on frames, contacts, or eye exams. They got it all, man. The prescription glasses start at $95, so you can actually get quality and stylish frames at an affordable price. This includes anti-reflective, scratch-resistant, plus UV protective coatings, all for $95. Warby Parker is a one-stop shop. Eye exams, glasses, sunglasses, contacts. You don't have to piece it together anymore. They have over 300 retail stores across the U.S. Maybe the best part of Warby Parker, every pair they sell, they give a pair to someone in need. They've distributed over 20 million pairs. So how to people in need? Wow. Buy a pair, give a pair program. We love it. Right now, buy one pair of glasses, get 20% off any additional pairs at warbyparker.com/correctopinions. That's a 20% off discount. Any additional pairs when you purchase one pair at warbyparker.com/correctopinions. Hey, it's summertime. The sun's out. I've heard we never leave our house.
Mm-hmm.
But you can kind of get in this groove. You get a little lax maybe with the annual budget, spending some money. So we got a great opportunity for you to save some serious cash. How about a phone plan for $15 a month?
I mean, that's great.
Mint Mobile. They use T-Mobile's 5G network, reliable coverage, high-speed data. It works great. It's $15 a month with our deal. Unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You bring your current phone and your number. Choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans. Ditch overpriced wireless. Mint Mobile. It's easy. Sign up online. Get three months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So what a great way to save some cash this summer. Go right now to mintmobile.com/Trey. That is mintmobile.com/Trey for a new wireless plan for $15 a month. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month. Mintmobile.com/Trey. That's it. There's no catch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months. Plan required, $50 per month equivalent. Taxes, fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. It includes up to 20 gigabytes hotspot. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage vary. See mintmobile.com. Let's get to some correct opinions. Do you have one? Ladies first.
Okay. So we talked about the unmedicated birth. My correct opinion is that doing an unmedicated birth depends on the day. It depends on the day, on how your day is going, on if that's possible or not.
What?
I just feel like
what?
Give me a second here.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I feel like a lot of people go into it.
You've had a month
it,
to think of this.
As yeah, I've been thinking about this for a whole month. I think that a lot of people go into it being like, I'm going to do it or I'm not. And I'm saying, because people are like, would you do it again? And what I'm saying is, depends on the day. The night before, I got a full night's sleep. I took some Unisom. I had a full night's sleep. I was rested. I was ready to go. Labor was moving fast. I did it. There were several days in that last week where I woke up and thought, if I went into labor today, it would be a struggle. I am exhausted. There's no way. So my opinion is that depends on the day. And you should just give yourself that grace.
Mm. Do you think a lot of women are up in the air on that?
I don't. I think a lot of women are going into it very, like, I'm going to do this or I am going to do this. And I just think you should.
Do you think you're better than women who've done an epidural? And be dead honest.
No.
I mean, you kind of are. Right? No, you kind of are, right?
I don't
right?
think that.
Huh. So, like, a woman who does epidural versus you did no epidural, you're equal?
I mean, yeah. It's there's... like,
if you had to pick one that was better.
And not everything is a competition.
It just feels like you did it better, yeah.
It feels like you love when it's a competition.
Hmm.
But it was just a choice. And every birth and labor is different. If I had a 52-hour labor, I probably would do an epidural, right? Like, that's just, you can't compare it.
Oh, that would be awful.
Yeah, you can't
compare it. I do. That's a big part of why I want maybe 4 kids, just because it'll kind of be like, I'm better than you.
That's why you want 4 kids?
You have 2.
That is why you want 4 kids, huh?
Then you're just, it is funny to just, we are officially.
That's what Derek thinks about us.
I mean, Derek, when some you meet days. People, you know, you come across people, you have kids, you go, I have 4, there's 6, 4, 2, 1, or whatever yours are. I mean, do people gasp?
Yeah. I do consciously think, like, I don't want them to think I'm better. Like, well, I have a lot of kids. So I do think, like, oh, I have 4 little monsters around. I try to, like, I got put 4, them down a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you know? right. I have 4. Yeah, I have 4 kids. Or, yeah, 4 little terrorists. I don't even watch them. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm just with 4, because I'm already getting 3. Like, when we were on the way, we have 3 on the way. I just met people at this shoot. You have kids? Yeah, 3. Yeah, how old? I go, well, they're 3, 1, and newborn. I mean, people, they audibly, you know, I mean, I had a woman, she was like, oh my God. You know, people, they're, especially when you get in these, like, more entertainment circles, everyone's, you know, they're 40 before they have a kid, and I walk in, like, you have 3 kids, how old? They're like, what's going on? I'm sure by they're like, is he Mormon? Is he?
Yeah, they for sure think there's some religious reason.
What is it? What's? You said you had a you, my sweet caretaker over here. You helped me set up my emergency eye appointment.
Oh yeah,
and
The man on the phone. He was like so nice, but Thomas. Per usual, you know, Thomas likes to talk. So he's in the background, you know, just talking away. And the guy starts laughing. And I was like, oh, can you hear my toddler? He was like, yeah. And the guy said, my squirrel is 13, almost 14. I kind of forgot about the toddlers or something.
My squirrel.
He called him a squirrel.
Huh.
And I said, yeah, we actually have like a 3-year-old, a 1-year-old, and then a 2-week-old here. It's a little chaotic. And kind of like, laughed and he
yeah,
was
and I
like,
kind of was. You were a little flirty. I'm gonna be.
I kind of said that.
When he hung up, I go, "Was that a man or a woman?"
I said that
it was a man
to maybe a little plea to get you an appointment because it was feeling like maybe there wasn't one, and I was kind of like, "We need some help over here because my husband's now down and we need some help." He was so nice, but his response to that was. A complete stranger, a male talking to me was, you do know how that happens, right? I was like.
Like, so 4 o'clock work for the appointment?
Yeah, I said, the appointment time is what time?
Bizarre. My correct opinion is 3 kids is easier than 1. Don't argue.
I'm not.
It's my opinion.
That opinion has been circling the internet.
Is it? Has it?
Have you seen those things that are like, 1 kid feels like 10 kids. 2 kids feels like
3 squirrels.
3 squirrels.
And 3 kids feels like 1 dog.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I think today and age now, it's going to be harder and harder and harder for people to adjust to one because of just where society's at. Back in the day, you just stared at the wall and like picked corn. And then you had a baby and you're like, yeah, I needed something to do.
Oh.
But now you go, well, every weekend I'm booked, I have brunch, I do that. Oh, we're going to go get cocktails. Oh, let's fly to Italy. We're doing that. And then you go, all that's done. And it's such a shock. And I remember it took me like a full year to wrap my head around.
It did.
I just don't sleep. I don't get, when do I sleep till 9:30 a.m. again?
You really struggled with that. I was like.
And it's crazy. And now you just, yeah, I go, in my head I go, I cannot wait till he's 3 months old and we can, you know, only be woken up once a night for a year. I go, that sounds awesome to wake up once a night at 3 a.m. and then wake up at 7 a.m. for a year. I'll feel great. Remember with Thomas, the firstborn, I go, I got to sleep through the night again or I'm going to blow my head off. I mean, I was just like, this is crazy. Why won't he sleep? And now you realize, I just don't sleep. I just will wake up.
Yeah, they're crazy. Kids. They're not robots.
You're fully in it. Now all your friends, you know, most likely all your friends are doing it. So you just, World Cup final happened. Fun to watch. We watched as a family. 2 p.m. Parents across America go, well, nap time's ruined this watch party, huh? We didn't even, no one talked, no one of our friends even communicated about it. It went without saying, well, the game's during nap time, so yeah. We'll not be watching it together.
Yeah.
And that's not, and it genuinely isn't sad. You go, yeah, of course it is. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, but not a big deal.
Yeah.
But with the firstborn, you go, what do you mean I'm going to miss a World Cup watch party?
Mm-hmm.
For that? For the squirrel?
With the firstborn, you know what we were all doing is we were all like, bring in our pack and plays to someone else's house. Oh my
gosh, dude. Those were horrible. That's crazy.
Because we were one of the first to have, like, Thomas was one of the older kids. So, like, yeah, I was like, my friend is having a birthday party over at a house. I remember you were out of town. I got the pack and play, his sleep stuff. I brought him over to the house, dude, put him to bed,
funny.
Hung out at the birthday party, put him to bed at her house, you know, did the birthday party. Welcome up, brought them all back home by myself.
We do that. Friends would come over with their firstborn, bring a bed, put him to bed, and then wake him up at midnight and drive him home at midnight.
Which, that's just like, because you have more, we were younger and had more energy.
I'm still thriving. And that's, bonus correct opinion, that's a lie. I'm sick of hearing people say, well, you know, we're in our 30s now. You're going to pull a muscle. You can't run around. No.
Oh, well, I don't disagree. Think that. I just think we're more tired
because
we have more kids. You just said we don't really sleep as much. So I just think we're more tired. But
how would you say our marriage is now versus with one kid?
I think it was great then. It's still great. Do you disagree?
Whoa, do you want to fight? I was just creating a conversation.
We haven't fought in a while, should we?
No, we haven't. Dude, we haven't. We used to just... do you ever miss it? Back when we had no kids? We'd fight for 36 hours. We had nothing but time. Now our fights last 30 seconds.
I do not miss it. I hate fighting.
We now, if we ever get it going, I go, literally, both of us stop talking. Both of us stop talking because we're going to fight. And then we just don't talk.
We just go to sleep.
Yeah, that's nice. We used to, we need to talk about it. We need to talk about it. Don't you miss it? We should bring it back.
No, I don't.
Maybe we do a little weekend getaway and we fight the whole time.
Yeah, that sounds great.
For old time's sake.
Yeah.
So it's the exact same?
I mean, it's better.
Yeah, you seem really sold on that.
I mean, of course it's better. It's
going fine.
Yeah, I don't think that it was bad before. I think that
I'm just asking a question, so I'm not framing it as negative.
Well, I don't really know what you're getting at.
I think we're a little off because of the sexual tension.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it's palpable, it's weird for the audience.
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure every 3 week postpartum woman agrees with that.
That's what I've kind of been had. I have a bone to pick.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because I said to you the other day, I go, I think most, because you're like, I want nothing to do with you. I'm exhausted. I'm at 3 weeks postpartum. Get away from me. And I go, I think most wives 3 weeks postpartum, the desire is back.
Ladies, roast him.
They're
coming for you. They're coming for you.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
The pumping excuse comes next.
Yeah. Oh, I got to pump.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pumping. Man, you're a real milk factory, though. I saw the freezer. We have to like rent out a ice box truck or something.
Yeah, still having our nursing issues, but not for lack of supply, which is great. He is well fed. He's a big boy, but
11 pounds today. You said
he was 11 pounds today at 3 weeks old. Yep. So.
Yeah, you might. I heard a doctor say you might need to get on to GLP. Yeah. I've been saying they're getting some of the babies on him.
Oh my gosh, he's not even like a chunky, because he's like tall too. He's just kind of. It's not like he's like
enormous, just kind of big like you.
Yeah, I mean
tall, rangy.
Yeah, look at me. I know everyone keeps being like, Eva's a giant. I'm like, she's just on track to be my height.
She's humongous.
She's just on track to be my height.
It's so funny. She's a whole head taller than boys her age.
She's like,
and she's got a red mullet. She's quite a sight.
She is in the 99th percentile of height, which tracks to be my height as an adult woman.
It's just so funny. And she loves snacking. Our oldest couldn't care less to eat. She carries around a snack in her hand most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you just see this ginormous redhead with a mullet with a bag of snacks. You go, that's my girl. That's my girl.
She's so cute.
I never said she wasn't.
I'm kind of painting her as like Joe Dirt or something.
Joe Dirt's beloved. I think she's a beautiful little boy. Dude, it is so fun to do the juice box jury shoots, because I suddenly meet dozens and dozens of 7 and 8 year olds. If you don't know what that is, it's my show all across socials where I talk with kids. Go check it out. It's hilarious. And you just get all sorts. Like, I had one boy who just kept asking me. I'd be like, well, my son is going to, he's like, is your son a boy or a girl? And I'd be like, my daughter's like, he's a boy. And then the other kid's like, he's saying son. He's like, well, it could be either. And you're like, you have 8-year-olds arguing about like identity politics. I'm like, I don't, this isn't really my spate. I'm here to be silly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty deep conversation for those 7-year-olds.
I know. It just makes you laugh at what like 8-year-olds are talking about at school.
Yeah.
They're just repeating what their parents say.
Right.
You know, we all are just, are you different than your parents at all? We're all just our parents. There's nothing you can do about it, is what I'm learning. Think of everyone you know, all your friends. They're their parents.
It is. Do you ever catch yourself just doing like really small mannerisms? Like you sit away or you say something a certain way and you just feel it. You're like, oh my gosh, that was my mom or that. Yeah. It's probably mostly my mannerisms and stuff I can feel from my mom.
It's crazy.
It is. Well,
we did learn, my dad, like any good retired person, my dad has walked us through some ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw, I'm skeptical on some of this, like it goes back to hundreds of years.
Yeah.
I guess they like educated guesses kind of, but he went back to part of my family tree. And we have family from the same North Carolina county you have family in.
Yeah. So there is a little.
So we're related.
There is some skepticism that maybe we are related because it's the exact same time period.
I love you, sis. Cause you're a cousin. We're cousins. So that's fine.
I think that maybe we're just.
And I think that we're distant enough, it's fine. But that is why we're having mutant children.
They are not mutants.
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah, we got redheaded mullet giants. And yeah, it's.
I think that maybe if maybe we're just like related by marriage.
Yeah. I'm part Cherokee.
You did learn that.
So didn't you already some know respect that? On it. I knew I was Native American a little bit. And I knew you weren't. Whitey.
Yeah.
You're beautiful Scandinavian woman.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, as I'm roasting my daughter a little bit, I was thinking, what if we did, what if a tradition in our family, because your family did talent shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do that, but ours should be roasts. Every year on your birthday, the rest of the family roasts you.
I don't, what, how would that play out? How are you envisioning this?
Like, all right, happy birthday, mommy. And then everyone takes turns doing a little set. And we just skewer you.
Interesting idea.
Wouldn't that be fun?
My in-laws kind of do that.
Yeah.
When they cut the cake. So you have to eat the cake really fast because once you're done, they stop roasting you. But there's some hurtful things that get said while you're eating that cake.
So the tradition is while you eat the cake, we just hurl insults at you like all at once.
Uh-huh. Oh. And there's one brother that he's mean. He goes hard.
Wait, how did that tradition start?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Someone in the family was like you and was like, let's roast on our...
Do you
they're
like...
They're very German. I don't know if that's like part of it.
Oh yeah, Germans can be mean.
Yeah. Very mean.
Wait, do you like that tradition or you think it's bizarre?
It's a little bizarre, but...
I think a good roast. Like you would trust me to roast you. I wouldn't go off the rails and like hurt your feelings.
Right, but so you're, I think
there's been tears.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been tears.
And you're suggesting like that the other siblings do it to the other siblings. That will not end well.
And there's rules. No, I think I love this idea. And well, that's you got to learn how to like me poking fun at my friends and family. You got to learn how to do it good. I don't hurt people's feelings. I make them laugh. Right.
Okay.
And so we're teaching humor is very important in this family. Not taking yourself too seriously is very important. Laughing is very important. So we're teaching that from a young age. It's very much like if I was a professional golfer, I'd have a golf club in their hands, right? I'm just bringing them up in my trade. And we teach them not to take themselves too seriously, how to do it right in a way that's loving. Hey, that was a little much. So you get in trouble if you went too far. You just insult them. But you do a funny roast and you pick at their eccentricities or whatever.
Let's practice.
All right, give it a try.
Yeah, give it a try.
All right.
It's my birthday. I'm so excited.
Happy birthday, mommy. So am I a little kid or am I me?
Do both.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the little kid would be like, happy birthday, mommy. We love you, mommy. We hope you have a great day. And I bought you a new pair of shoes for your birthday, but they don't make them big enough. Good 5-year-old roast. Mommy has big feet.
Okay.
Everyone, his siblings are dying laughing.
Okay.
I get up there.
Okay.
And then we love mommy. We're to say, what year is this? What birthday is this? The big 40?
Sure, which is like so far away.
The big 40. Happy birthday, mommy. We can't believe you're 40. And they say that all those gray hairs you have now are, we caused those. Well, what caused all those wrinkles?
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying.
Oh my gosh. Huh. I'm not.
That wasn't funny.
That didn't that sell me good. On the idea. That didn't sell me.
You put me on the spot. I'm getting 4 hours of sleep.
Okay. Well, we can come back to this idea.
No, I do it cute so the kids would get good laughs, you know. I do it cute, you know.
Okay. Well, we'll circle back.
Happy birthday, mommy. Mommy, how about for your 40th, we do a picnic? Just take your shirt off. We'll use that. Made for your picnic shirt.
Okay.
And they would die laughing. And you know, that's cute and funny and harmless, right? I think it's important. You don't?
I
take yourself too seriously?
Pretty skeptical of children not just being like so mean, even though they know they're going to get in trouble. So.
Okay. Well, then I guess we'll get in trouble.
Yeah. We'll let you guys know if we decide to roast each other on our birthday. Maybe we do, what is it? Like when you kind of, you do like compliment. It's like you do a compliment and then you do a, not an insult, but like a, how you can,
We can make fun of how you talk at the at your birthday roast.
I'm really feel like I'm talking pretty good.
You are doing great. You feel like pretty energized.
You do compliment how you can improve compliment. Isn't that like a thing that people do?
Yeah. What is that called? I don't know. Some kind of sandwich.
Yeah. We do it like that.
Okay. Whatever. Okay. Now what? Is that it? What, do we give them all the details they need? It's been crazy. Three kids. Miles is his name. Mm-hmm. Middle name after your dad. Very sweet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The name came to, it was funny that the name, like you, as you were in triage, they're like, what's, if it, do we have names, girl, yes, boy. And I was kind of like, we're still deciding. You're like, it'll be Miles. I mean, we hadn't fully, from my perspective, we had not 100% been like, this will be our son's name. So I go, okay, I guess we decided. And then spelling it, because we had one single conversation where you go, I want a Y in there. I go, I can't do a Y. And that was all we ever said about it. And then we're in there, you go, it'll be M-I-L-E-S. I go, oh, okay. We're good on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane how different the third was. I mean, the first, to go in there when like, I'm not totally sure what we're naming our son. I didn't fully get her sign off.
I know. I think I had been mentally processing that for a couple of weeks.
I guess that's part of it. You're just kind of like, well, I've decided on my brain. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe the fourth one, you just let me in, let me know.
Okay. I will. I sure.
Let me know what you name the fourth one.
Okay. Yeah. How was the bed that you slept on, since you like to talk about that so much at the hospital?
I was amazed that my bed was made up when we got to the room. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
So the little futon, it's not even a futon, couch cot, they had already made it, which was a nice gesture. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I slept fine. But you do, a lot of people come in the room and I have to make an effort to be like, I'm Trey, what's your name? I mean, it's fine. I guess they have to come in these rooms all the time, but I go, you know, I'm over here.
They're focusing on their patients, which is not you.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let me forget this. If we do decide to have another kid, I am going to bring a foam padding for my bed. I cannot. That is why I wanted to leave the hospital. It was hurting me so bad. Those beds are so hard. It already hurts down there. And, you know, you're trying to sit up to like nurse or pump or take care of the baby. And it's like, I mean, my tailbone was almost the most painful part of.
I still, some of these, we had great nurses and doctors and stuff, but some of these hospitals or like healthcare in general, I just don't really understand the business, because you're charging me all sorts of weird stuff. I mean, I'd pay a few extra bucks for a better sleeping arrangement. If you guys want to make more money, which it seems like you love to do, how about a business option where you go, hey, you want a bed upgrade for $100? Yeah, I'd probably say yes.
I mean,
or your bed.
I bet.
Like, we call the eye doctor. I'm like, hey, the first one I tried, could you please see me? I've got this eye infection. They go, oh, we close at 1:00. I'm calling at noon. I go, okay. I'm in my head, I go, I don't see how that's really relevant information. I go, yeah. So yeah, can I come in? They go, we just saw our last patient. I go, so for the last hour of your work day, do you guys like play patty cake? You know, I just wanted to like scream. I go, how, the doctor's the only business in America where you go, hey, can I come in and give you money? And they go, no. No thanks. You know, I'm willing to come there and give you money. Is that possible? And they go, it's really not.
I mean,
and then it's just a mystery. You leave and they go, it's $243. We just kind of made that up. You know, all right. I guess I got to pay that.
I think that I think there are cities. I bet if we went to LA or New York, you could probably have some luxe labor and delivery suite situation. So.
I don't want that. I'm just saying they get some more business. That's why you hear about some of these. I've heard of a couple of these doctors. They open up like a non-insurance, just cash setup where it's like a menu, self-pay. It's like very clear. I'm like, mm-hmm. I see how that's compelling. I walk into insurance and they're like, it was $278 and insurance paid $112 of it. And I go, that's just all totally made up. I can't argue this at all, but I go, all right, cool. I guess that makes sense
it
to me.
It is sometimes cheaper to do self-pay.
Or I went to my annual dermatologist. Mm-hmm. And, dude, I embarrassed myself a couple times. And I'm trying so good to be a competent husband. But we were in the hospital and you're having contractions. Like, all right, Dad, you can handle this. You know, hands me a board. And I have to, every question I have to go, Katie, what is it? It was like in medical insurance. Like,
I knew how much that bothered you. I was like, well, I gotta keep
bad
up,
look
man.
In front of the
you
nurse.
You gotta go, keep up, man.
Oh, Katie, what's the medical insurance? I go, she does the insurance. That's her thing. That doesn't make me look bad. That she's the medical insurance person in the marriage. And it goes down to pediatrician. And I wrote down the OBGYN's name. And Katie out loud goes, he knows our pediatrician. Like, you were trying to back me up. Like,
I was.
He knows it.
Because I was like,
dang it, dude.
Bad luck.
I know our pediatrician's name. They put kid doctor. Why are we? You're confusing me with all these names. You go, give me kid doctor or hoo-ha doctor. Don't give me these dinosaur names. Optilosaurus ontologist.
No.
What is that?
You should be smart enough to know that a pediatrician is a kid doctor.
Or did they go peds?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was a bad luck. And then I went to the dermatologist. They go, what's your insurance? Like, we just switched it. I don't know my card. You accidentally took my card or something. So I'm like, oh, I don't have my card. I don't know what it is. They go, well, you have to self-pay today. I was prepared. It was going to be $500. And then it was like $80. And you're like, that was probably cheaper than insurance. Anyway,
I really am
I'm
shocked
ranting.
That they... Anyways, I...
That know, felt annoying. They're like, well, there's no way we can go back and fix it. So you have to pay it. And I was like...
I was actually shocked that... I mean... You could have just said, look at my wife's chart, too. Anyways.
They were not willing to help me much.
A note that I did want to say about the birth, because I feel like I need to say how great she was my doctor. My doctor was not on call. She went out to dinner, and she came back to the hospital after her dinner to... And truly walked in the room, like in her nice dinner outfit, as I'm about to push and put on her scrubs and delivered the baby in her like high heels.
Yeah.
And awesome. She is just great because she did not have to do that because there was another doctor was there who was on call, but she came back to deliver my baby because she's my doctor and I really appreciate that.
Well, she charges $1,000 rush fee.
No, she didn't.
Are you sure? Have you tried to bill?
It doesn't cost more to have her.
Dude, I've been to CVS Pharmacy more in the last week than in the last decade. I was sent to get something for the baby, sent to get something for you. I had to go for myself. I had to go back for you. And there's a dude working there who's a big fan of mine. It was like super friendly to me.
And he's like, out, what's going now, on with your family?
I just see Brock twice a week now.
Brock.
Yeah. Cut out Brock.
Cool.
I walk in. I'm like, how's it going, man? I'm back.
He's like, what's wrong with your family?
Yeah, you lots happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't worry. My dermatologist said I had a foot fungus. I have an eye infection. My wife's healing. And we have a mutant son because we're cousins. And I laid this all on him. And he was really supportive about it all.
That's good. That's good. He's like your new counselor.
Yeah.
That's good.
I really appreciated it. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we have a couple fun clips to react to round out this episode.
That's fun.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to watch something fun.
Yeah, it was the last time you... Well, we've been diving deep into reality TV. We needed complete mindless stuff in the background as we lay there at night and take care of a baby.
Yeah, that last like feed of the night before we go to bed, we put, 20 minutes of reality TV on while I'm pumping, he's feeding, and...
We're plowing through all of the realtor reality shows.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's nice to just see other people doing stuff.
Oh, wow. Watch On Patrol Live. They come out new ones all the time.
Paw Patrol Live?
On Patrol Live. Oh. So it's like Live PD.
Oh, gosh.
But, once.
Oh, nice.
So
they're out there.
There's people doing stuff, too, there.
People doing stuff.
Yeah.
We can check that out. We both have on the schedule to see some friends this weekend.
Yeah.
That's pretty
exciting.
I forgot
about that. Mm-hmm.
Running errands with kids is equivalent to going to hell. I'd rather do anything else but that. I had to take my kids to Dollar Tree. Now, don't ask me what I needed out of Dollar Tree. Shit, my house is furnished by Dollar Tree. So my kids go in there. My son starts throwing a tantrum. I'm like, hey, we can leave. He was like, okay. Bro. Just sit down on the floor, please. Just if y'all see a woman in a store with two kids sitting on the floor, that's me. Running.
Dude, when they clock you, it's the worst. I got a big bounce house for Thomas and Eva because I'm preparing for the baby. I'm like, Katie's going to be busy with that baby. I need to keep these toddlers entertained. I got them a fun bounce house. Day five of baby, I'm going to reveal this thing. They're going to go nuts. I blow this up. They kind of look at it. Like, no. Then Thomas didn't want to play with it. I go, well, we could also make it like a water thing. So I filled it up with the hose. It's a water slide and a little pool. And then he's like, water's too cold. And then he wanted to throw dirt in it. So he threw a bunch of dirt in it. And then the next day, he's like, it's dirty. And I go, you know what? And I lost it. I go, you know what? How about we just return it? He goes, okay, daddy. And then I just kind of moved on. And then for 30 minutes, he wouldn't let it go. He's like, daddy, let me help you return it.
Yeah, then he wanted to help you return
it. He's like, come on, man. Let's pack this up and return it, daddy. And I was like, dude. You have no idea how I'm about to lose it. And
he's rage baiting you.
He's just rage baiting me. Yeah, he's like, oh, let's pack it up, daddy. Return it. Return it, daddy. He's just calling my bluff.
He is.
And then thank God they eventually do enjoy it now. Yeah. But it was like we had to dry it out completely, clean it. But that when it's out and about, you go, you know what? We could just turn this car around. And they're like, all right.
Yeah.
Our daughter right now, you want to go in timeout? She thinks timeout's kind of exciting.
Yeah, she's...
She'll do something wrong on purpose and then go, timeout?
Yeah.
You're like, no, you're not supposed to want to do it.
I think she's definitely a little bit of an introvert. I think she's kind of like, some alone time in my room, no one can bother me. All right.
You send me to my room by myself? That's sick.
There's toys in there.
Oh, but yeah, I've done a couple attempted errands where I'll go out. I mean, the two kids, all right, you can tell they need to do something. I'm like, let me take the two kids somewhere. And then once really losing it, and I go out to the car, get him in, and I go, nope. And I come back in with a crying kid. I go, we can't take this one. I'm going to take the one. You and grandma need to handle this one. I've done that a couple times.
Yeah.
I did a CVS run with two kids, and that was like fun and cute, but there was one cart that was like in the shape of a car. It was like four kids. And so which then.
It's pretty fun for CVS.
I mean, you see that, and you're like, you think that's fun? No, because there's only one. And I have two kids. Mm. So what we've created is a total living nightmare where they're just screaming, my turn, my turn, my turn, up and down the aisle. My daughter, I've learned, is unlike my son who won't get out of my sight, she'll take off. So I look up and I go, oh my God. It was my first experience. Like, Eva.
Very scary.
Ran down three aisles. She's grabbing stuff, chilling. I'm trying to check out. They're like playing some game where they're taking stuff off the shelf. 15 minutes in there of pure torture, but we got it done and got some energy out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to pick your outings for sure.
We went to let's pick up a cake for my mom because her birthday was right when he was born. And then I'm just trying to entertain them while they like just do icing on the cake of her name. It's going to take 5 minutes. Longest 5 minutes of my life. I run up and down. I go, look, there's real life lobsters. My son.
Oh.
Whoa, so cool. My daughter.
Ah! She was scared.
So now I have one child who wants to see him so bad. One child who wants to get away from him. I go, yeah.
I kind of forget about the real lobsters in the grocery store.
They're in a dirty tank.
Yeah.
But I do want to get one time.
Nah.
Come on. You like.
I do, but maybe like not from one of the dirty tanks.
Yeah, and you got to. Would you be team throw it in the boiling water or humanely? You stab a knife through its skull to kill it humanely.
Yeah, see, that feels so violent.
It looks so violent. No, that's like a big thing where I guess that kills them instantly versus the 20 seconds of boiling torture.
Yeah, I see. I don't think I can stab a knife through a skull. I don't think I can do that.
We should make a lobster sometime. Grill them up. Make you like a lobster pasta.
That'd be good.
Okay, so we got another one more clip here. Let's do one more. Who we got? What we got? What we got? And then, by the way, we're just kind of like recapping. We had a lot to talk about coming back from the birth, but send us your submissions still at treykeener.com/correctopinions. We'll catch up on the next following weeks on all y'all's submissions. We got to catch up on those. So thanks for sending those in.
Girls run leadership meetings all the time from a young age. They assign roles, they manage, They create goals. They collaborate. They negotiate. Meanwhile, what's interesting is little boys often compete. Who's the strongest? Who can run the fastest? Who can throw the farthest? Yet we don't look at girls as being natural leaders when they show that from a very young age that they are.
Huh.
You see it more predominantly with some of our daughters, but when they're playing together, you know, whether it's like a tea party or any just kind of scenario,
imaginative
this
play.
Is your role. This is who you're doing. This is the scene. This is, oh, I don't want to be that. That's not who I want to be. Okay. Who do you want to be?
Right.
Well,
right.
I don't want you to be that, or I want to be this. You know, and there's this like negotiation going on.
Compromises are made, turns are taken.
And then collaboration.
Yeah, new ideas are birthed out of it.
Yes, it's like a whole mini cosm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I totally see it.
I like it. I think that's pretty accurate. Little girls are, I was running a full household at young ages where I had mommy, baby, kids, you know, and I was feeding them and putting them down for naps and going to the grocery store, and little boys are just kind of like, bah!
So girls are better than boys.
Yeah.
Girl, do you think, are girls natural born leaders?
I do think that. I think boys are too, but I think it's...
That's interesting.
Maybe more of a personality thing.
It, and there's so many things innate to the boys and girls. Like our daughter, she's obsessed with pink and dresses and taking care of baby dolls. Like,
yeah, just innate. I mean, it is really interesting. Yeah.
And our boy, like doing Juice Box Story with these kids. Like, we were playing, you know, do all sorts of bits with them. And so one was like, we're looking at these toys and we were like, brought up Spider-Man. I'm like, who would, because we're doing some Christmas content for like brands. So this, you know, picture were later in the year, but I'm like, what present would this be good for? And they're like, well, that's Spider-Man, so a boy. Like, every kid said that. You're just like, it's just like, oh, that's a boy thing. They just latch on to stuff. Of course some girls like Spider-Man, you know.
Right,
you gotta say that.
We're not saying that you can't,
but it is so
like it
general or, yeah. generalized generally speaking. It's just like, your boy wants to play with tools so much, he's never seen me use a tool once.
That's true.
I mean, I'm giving him every possible excuse to not be a boy. Oh. We put on some wigs, we can get crazy. And he's like, give me the tools, Daddy. Daddy, I think it's great you like those silly videos in the basement, but I want some tools.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no, I don't really have a lot of support from it. He doesn't want a part of it. And then Eva, she just sees my wig. She goes, I don't like that. Silly hair, I don't like that.
She really does not like
that. That's
wigs.
Your first John of the episode.
No,
you're killing
second.
It. Second, it you're second, killing it today. But... You're feeling pretty good, I can tell.
Well, I no longer have a humongous baby pushing on my diaphragm. And we'll end with this.
You tell me, shoot me straight, and the recties will remember this. I very, very confidently said, keep a note of this. 2 or 3 weeks postpartum, Katie will have far more energy than 8.5 months pregnant, Katie. Tell us, what's the reality?
I don't know. I'm still tired. It's a different kind of tired. Pregnancy tired is like your body is tired. Newborn tired is like you're sleepy tired. I think I'm the same amount of tired, just a different kind of tired.
Let us know in the comments. Because you were clearly much more energetic this episode.
Okay.
I think. And let me know if I'm wrong.
Okay. Yeah. Let's let them decide.
Derek, judge my wife.
Plead the fifth.
Okay. Well, Katie, any parting thoughts? We'll be back next week. Every week from here on out, we'll get back to on track with the submissions. And... whole future's ahead of us. I'm starting to get my calendar planned out, book a couple shows. There's the big yawn. All right, we'll end with that. We gotta get her. You gotta get her out of here. Great job, Katie. We love you. Thanks, Recties. Thanks for the support. Thanks for being patient through this whole process. We'll talk to you next week. Peace. Correct opinion.